Got it. Okay, you got it. What are we supposed to be? Witnesses. When are we supposed to be witnesses?
Always.
Always. But when the Holy Ghost comes upon us. Everybody all right? When did that happen? When you got saved. All right, praise God. Amen. I just making sure y'all knew, all right? I just wanted to make sure everybody knew. So we've been going through the Share My Faith a workshop. How many of you has been praying? All right, you've been praying for what we're supposed to be praying for? All right, everybody remembers Bob, but Bob ain't the only thing we're praying for, all right? I'm thankful for Bob, all right? And Bob's going to get saved, but we, all right, there's something else we're supposed to pray for. First, the filling of the Holy Spirit. Why? Don't go without God. Brother Frank is on it tonight. Amen. Jesse's even on it. He's written, man, Jesse done got his paper out. Jesse's like, I'm going to pass this test, all right? And so we want the filling of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we don't want to go without God. Our witness begins at the house. Y'all say it with me. Our witness begins at the
house.
Say it one more time. Our witness begins at the house. All right. So before you ever be a witness in the world, you have to start in the house. First thing in the morning, we got to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit, and then we got to pray for Bob. Oh, Bob. All right. Somebody help me out. Don't look at your paper. What is Bob? It's the burden. All right. We pray for a burden. Then what do we pray for? An opportunity. How many of y'all have been praying for an opportunity? Don't you lie to me. Everybody been talking about, I pray for a burden, but no opportunity. So we got to pray for a burden and an opportunity, but we can't just pray for both. Because we got to have old Bob, which is boldness, all right? The last B, boldness. So we need a burden, an opportunity, and boldness, all right? So be careful that we don't go and we pray for that burden and that opportunity, but we forget to pray for boldness, because you know what will happen? Come on, let's say it. Let's put it in cotton patch language. You will chicken out. All right? Can I get a witness right there? I mean, opportunity will present itself, and you will chicken out. All right? So we want to make sure that we are praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit. We're praying for a burden. We're praying for an opportunity, and we are praying for boldness. Now, let me go back just a moment. To pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit means that you and I must pray for the forgiveness of sins, right? We must pray for the forgiveness of our sins and forgiving others, because we can't have something in between us and God, all right, for the filling of the Holy Spirit. And then we're to pray for what? Submission. Somebody said it over here. Submission. Complete submission to the Holy Spirit, all right? Giving ourselves over to God, letting God lead us and guide us. And so that is the first part of three parts in sharing our story, and that is prayer, all right? We want to pray for a list of prospects. Miss Michelle's reminding me. I pray that you have that list. This was a good question that was brought to me, I believe by Brother Howard. And he asked me about, hey, what about these people when we're sharing our story, we're going to be talking about how to talk to an individual. This is in the care part of it. He says, what if you already know them? That person that you're praying for on the top of your list. You're not necessarily praying. You are praying for an opportunity, right, with them. But the list, the prospect list, is you're praying for these people to be saved. All right, and evangelism is a what? Process. You may plant the seed, you may water the seed, but God gives the increase. So the prospect list is you praying for them to be saved, which may mean that you're praying that somebody plants the seed. You may be praying that somebody waters the seed that has already been planted. And you're praying that God will give the increase. So don't get so focused on your prospect list as in, yes, we're praying for a prospect or our list of prospects, but it's not like we're praying for them because we're going to attack them. we're praying for them that they'll get saved. And we understand that the process is somebody plants, somebody waters, God gives the increase, all right? And so that's the first part is prayer. We got to open this thing up with prayer. We got to do our part in prayer when it comes to evangelism. Number two is caring. All right. Remember we said this. I told y'all, Brother Larry, he told this all the time. He said, not one person cares how much you know until they know how much you care. All right. They do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. All right. So this is the second second stage, if you will, in evangelism, all right? And in this, we use a three-story approach. Somebody help me out. Number one, their story, all right? Now, this is what caring is all about. We're listening. Everybody say it with me. Listening, all right? I know you've heard this before, but God gave you two ears and one mouth. And the problem is we use our mouth twice as much as we use our ears, all right? And then we got that thing backwards. God gave us two of them so that we can listen twice as much as we talk, all right? And so we want to listen to their story, okay? Their story is very important because their story is going to take us to our story. And our story is going to get them to God's story, all right? And what are we trying to get to? God's story, all right? Our story is just basically a bridge, our story and their story. We're trying to create a bridge from our heart to theirs that Jesus can walk across. Y'all remember us talking about that? So how do I care for somebody? Number one, I got to take a genuine interest in other people. Remember us talking about that? I got to take a genuine interest in other people. I got to smile. Everybody smile. Everybody smile. Try it now. All right? Right this time. All right? Even the people back there on the back road, Daniel Cagle, that ain't smiled yet. All right? Everybody smile. Miss Teresa, I told Miss Teresa while she was playing the piano, I said, look up there in the choir. I said, ain't none of them people look happy about singing tonight. And why is it so hard for us to smile? Try it. Do it again. All right, whatever. All right, use the other person's name. Right? Amen. We want to use it over and over again. All right, what was the name of the family? What was the family name that came? I told y'all all them kids, I got to have the kids and all that come Sunday. Y'all just listening to biblical names. anybody remember? The husband's name was James. Amanda, who said it? Good job, Miss Amanda. The oldest one was Judah. All right. Jeremiah. And then there was Faith. And then Sarah. All right. How are we going to learn that? How are we going to, Brother Robbie, why are we having to remember their names? I'm just showing you that we have to repeat names to remember it, all right? Man, I had so many people come up to the funeral yesterday, and they would tell me their name, introduce their wife to me and everything else, and then somebody else is talking to me, and I'm sitting here right now today, I don't know anybody. Amen. All right? Now we're moving to share. There's two stories we're going to share. Our story, which is going to be short, because we're trying to get to God's story, okay? So in our story, A, we want to talk about my life before Christ, all right? We can use things like, there was a time in my life when, all right? During this process, and listen, this is not about you telling your entire history. Now look at me, everybody look at me and listen just for a few moments. And I'm bad about this. You're bad about this. Once again, we like to talk about ourselves. But oftentimes what happens when we're trying to witness to somebody and we're trying to tell our testimony is that we end up spending more time talking about our life before Christ than we do our life after Christ. we want to get into specific stories about what we used to be, how we used to do, and this is what we're trying to avoid. Okay, look at me. Everybody look at me. This is what we're trying to avoid. We don't want to get into a story, and we don't want to get into specifics. We want to get in there with adjectives, and we're only going to use two adjectives. Everybody say that with me. We're only going to use about our life before Christ. Now, for some of you, as Brother Malcolm, how many of y'all remember what Brother Malcolm's adjectives were? Does anybody remember? No, he was fearful. He was fearful that no peace was mine. All right, you did good. No, he was fearful. And then, anybody? He was empty, unfulfilled. All right, remember he talked about that? All right, now why is that important? Because those two adjectives, when Jesus saved him, those two adjectives changed. Amen. He was no longer scared. And he was no longer empty. Does everybody see what I'm saying? This is the process. Listen, nobody cares if salvation didn't change you, then nobody's going to believe that it'll change them. It does everybody, look at me, everybody. Come on now. I know we give you a piece of paper, but I ain't wrote enough. I ain't giving you no blanks yet, all right? If you can't express that God changed you, then what good is them getting Jesus? Amen. If it ain't done nothing for you, then it's not going to do anything for them. All right, so we're going to keep this short. So we want to tell them, first off, we're trying to tell them our life before Christ. And you may say something to the effect of, before Christ, I was scared. Man, Brother Malcolm has a great testimony. The man grew up in church. His daddy was a pastor. And yet he lived in fear that he was going to die and go to hell. I can attest to that. I really can. I remember going to church. My mama drug me to church all the time, and the preacher preached on hell all the time. And every time he preached, I wanted to get saved. Y'all help me. Y'all, I love these preachers today. How many of y'all don't want to go to hell? Well, I'm saved, and I don't want to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? And it was on and on. And I mean, it seems like, especially growing up in a Baptist church, God bless us. But anyhow, it seems like we're trying to scare him every time that we come to the door, or every time we come to church. And so he said, I was living in fear. I was scared. And he said he had no fulfillment. He was living empty. He had an empty life. And then he said, then we get to number two, or B, how I came to Christ. All right, this is real good. So how you came to Christ is the same way everybody else did, or you didn't come to Christ. Amen. Romans chapter number 1. Let me get over to Romans chapter number 1 and verse 16. Let's see here. Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 16. The Bible tells us, let me get over here. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For I am, look at this verse with me now, for I am not ashamed of what? The gospel of Christ, the good news about Christ. I'm not ashamed of the good news about Christ. Why? For it, what is it? No. What is it? What is that word it? What is it representing there? The gospel. For it, the gospel, is the, now say it with me, power of God unto salvation. To who? Everyone that believeth. Does everybody understand? Did everybody see that? Listen here. I don't care who you were. One day you heard the good news about Jesus coming and dying for you. Him paying the price for your sin. Dying, being buried, rose again to live forever, and he will receive you and I. Is everybody with me? That is the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the gospel, and it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone, all right? So let's go back to B, Miss Michelle. So B, how I came to Christ. How did you come to Christ? How did we all come to Christ? Through the gospel, a message. Does everybody hear me? A message. You ain't, listen, everybody look at me now. We ain't getting into this, well, I was drunk and I was praying and man, these lights shone round about me and all this. I need somebody to help me. That was alcohol talking. All right. We don't need one of these. We try to make our experience with God this whole. And it was the greatest thing that happened in our life. But the fact of the matter was it was the gospel and it was nothing less and nothing more. It was a message that you and I heard about someone that loved us enough to come and die for us. That was the message. Whether you heard it from somebody at your work, whether you heard it from somebody in your house as a mother or a father, whether you heard it at the church by the preacher, whether you heard it on the radio by a radio preacher, whether you watched it on TV by a TV preacher, you heard the message. Brother Jack Thorpe was saved at a Billy Graham crusade. You pointing at somebody. Grandma was saved at a Billy Graham crusade. Man can preach. Everybody all right? I got saved at a church. Pastor was preaching. I don't know what he was preaching. But I knew the message. You understand? I don't know that he was preaching the gospel that day. But somebody had preached the message. And what changed me was a message. Does everybody get that? Any questions on that? All right, because y'all are all quiet, and it makes me scared when y'all get quiet. Ask a question. Go ahead. Hit me up. Anybody? We don't stand up, man. I thought you was... Anybody? All right, so the message, we want to... Are we keeping it simple? Talk to me. Are we keeping it simple? Yes. So we heard a message, right? Don't get caught up in the specifics. Once again, we all heard a message. That's how we came to Christ, all right? So my life before Christ, how I came to Christ, and see my life after I came to Christ. My life after I came to Christ. Now, here's where most people mess up. We'll spend an hour telling them about our life before Christ. We'll spend a minute and a half telling them how we came to Christ. And then we'll tell them we lived happily ever after. And ask them, now, do you want that? We got to get my life after I came to Christ. We got to spend as much time on it as we did our life before Christ. Because we're trying to tell, is everybody with me? We're trying to tell the good news. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to share my story. Remember, we're talking about eternal faith. So I'm going to say my life before Christ. I'm going to share that portion. Then I'm going to say how I came to Christ. And then I'm going to talk about my life after Christ. So for somebody like me, hey, my name's Robbie. Can I share my story with you? Yes, you can share your story with me. Man, I grew up around church. I was drugged to church. I mean, my mama made sure I was at church every time the doors were open. I was forced to go to church, and I resented it. I grew up in a church that was strict and had a set of rules for everything. And I couldn't follow rules. And so all church did was make me angry. Amen. And it discouraged me. Amen. But one day, I heard a message that changed my life. Right. One day, I heard a man preach, and he said that it wasn't about following a set of rules. Yeah. It was about having a relationship. Yeah. And that day, he told me that I could have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that day I prayed and asked Jesus to forgive me for my sins and to save me. And do you know that day Jesus saved me and my life changed? No longer did I live in discouragement because I had a relationship with the one that created me. No longer was I angry at the church and angry at life in general because I found one who loved me even though I wasn't perfect and even though I couldn't follow every rule. My whole life changed when I realized it was about a relationship and not a set of rules that I had to follow. Is everybody with me? Now, does everybody see how that works? This means yes. This means no. All right? Did I tell you about me being drunk and passed out in the yard like y'all have heard me tell before? No. I didn't do that. I give you a general, I used adjectives to describe what I was before. I used how I came to Christ, and I told you about how Christ fulfilled those things that was wrong before. Is everybody with me? How long did that take? Somebody talk to me. How long did that take? Somebody said 30 seconds. Somebody said 2 minutes. Who knows, all right? But how, can we all agree with this? Nobody had to endure it. So now I've opened up the door to D, all right? Or the last one, isn't it D? And that is, do you have a story like that? Now see, this right here, this is where you're getting to God's story right here. You have taken just a short period of time. You've not glorified sin. You've not glorified yourself, exalted yourself. You've just given a story about your life and opened up a door to, do you have a story like that? And I asked the question to all y'all. Well, there's some visitors in here. I ain't seen you before. I don't know your name. Do you have a story like that? Has there ever been a time in your life where you heard the message and received Christ as your personal Savior, prayed, confessed, repented? I'm having fun. You have a story like that. And chances are, they may say, no, I don't have a story like that. Or they're going to say, yeah, I got a story like that. Now, if they say, yeah, I got a story like that, don't stop. Say, well, I'd like to hear your story, because their story might let you know that they ain't saved. All right? Remember that, okay? But for the sake of argument, let's say they say, no, I don't have a story like that. All right? Now we're going to go into God's story. Y'all, come on now. We're going into God's story. Y'all see how long did we take to tell our story? 60 seconds. Thank you. Thank you. Lie for me, Miss Melissa. All right, so we go into God's story. We're going to use another acrostic. Is everybody ready? It's gospel. All right, G-O-S-P-E-L. All right, let's go to the next slide, Miss Michelle. We go to gospel. We see G, God created us to be with Him. Everybody say that. God created us to be with Him. All right, this is how we're going to tell God's story. All right, we're going to use this acronym, gospel. We're going to tell them, hey, listen, God created us to be with Him. How many of you know that? The Bible says that all things were created by Him and for Him. All right, you and I were created to be with Him. You don't have to go past Genesis chapter number 2 to realize, or Genesis chapter number 3 to realize that God wanted to be with man. God put him in a garden and walked with him in the cool of the day. God created us to be with Him, all right? Now, oh, our sins separate us from Him. Our sins separate us from Him, all right? Everybody help me right here. How many of y'all has ever told a lie? Raise your hand up, all right? All of you, okay? Now, go ahead. Now, those that didn't raise your hand, you lied, all right? So you joined us, all right, tonight. So our sins separate us from God. Okay, all right, now S, Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Man, we're living in a world and time, and the religions all over this world is telling people that if you got to live right, you got to do. Remember what I said? A set of rules. Follow this set of rules. You can't follow the rules. I need somebody to hear me. If it was about you being able to work your way to heaven, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. Amen. I don't understand why that can't be comprehended by our other denominations. If it was about me keeping myself, then Jesus wouldn't have had to die. It don't even make sense. So our sins cannot be removed by our good deeds. You can't be good enough to get to heaven. All right? So we get to P. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. I couldn't pay for my sins. But Jesus could. And he paid the price for my sin when he died and rose again. All right? Now, we're going to go over this more in detail because you'll have on this sheet, when you get this and this fold out, you'll have right here is G, God created us to be with him. O, our sins separate us from God. S, sins cannot be removed by good deeds. P, paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. E, everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. All right, now listen, this is just, it's elementary to us, but it needs to be communicated to them. Yes, Jesus died and paid the price for our sin, but just because Jesus died doesn't mean everybody's going to heaven. All right, it's only those who trust in him alone have eternal life, okay? And then we get to L, which is life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. I'll go ahead and tell y'all this. This is something that's been on my heart. You are going to live forever. Listen to me. Everybody look at me. You're going to live forever. But you're choosing the place you're going to live forever. Right now. And people don't understand that. People need to understand that. You're going to live forever. It's just whether or not you're going to be in heaven forever or whether or not you're going to burn in hell forever. So life, eternal life, is already, we already have that. But our life with Christ starts now and goes through eternity in heaven. All right? And so this is God's story. All right? Now, right below that, y'all see Minute to Witness? All right? All that's filled in. Y'all don't have any blanks there, do you? All right, so my life before Christ, y'all see 20 seconds out there? All right, how I came to Christ, we see 20 seconds. And then my life after I came to Christ, 20 seconds. All right, go backwards, Miss Michelle, go back up to how, there you go. My life before Christ, use two adjectives to describe your life before Christ, all right? We're gonna, listen, you can use more, but it's only going to take up more time. That's right. So we're going to at least use two. All right? Let's not use any more than two. Amen. Everybody look at me. Let's not use any more than two. We want to keep this thing down 60 seconds. All right? Go to the next one. How I came to Christ. Share how you heard the gospel and trusted in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Make sure to include the highlights of the gospel. All right? Once again, you ain't got to tell the exact passage of scripture the preacher was preaching on, the exact day that you got saved. Man, we've been so programmed to do all that. How many of y'all got your date and everything? Me too. I got it. But anyhow, it's about the message. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. All right? So you and I heard a message. That's where we came to Christ. All right? And then let's see here. Believers who can't remember their time before Christ should have a greater emphasis on Christ's sustainment through hard times. All right? I think everybody, I think That would be more for our youngins and stuff like that, that basically got saved at an early age, or if you got saved at an early age. Most of us, we live some life. Can I get a witness right there? All right. And then once again, share a couple of ways how life changed and be honest about it, okay? People want to know. People want to know that Christ can change their life too. And you have a story. You have a story to tell, and we'll get into the rest of this. We're going to stop right there so we can get over there. I wanted to stop a few minutes before this, but we're going to stop right there, all right? Is there any questions on any of that? Dalton, y'all go ahead and start getting that ready. Yes, ma'am. You're fine. Brother Chip, right there in front of you. Miss.
Okay, I have a question going back to the share process.
Okay.
On religion, you were talking about if, you know, they tell us that they do go to church, we're not supposed to stop there.
Right.
Keep going. What if they tell us that they go to a church that isn't, they don't teach correct doctrine and
okay.
things like that? Where do we go? Like, what's the correct response for that?
Okay, that's a great question, all right? That is a great question. The last thing that we want to do is get into a debate with them, okay? That's the last thing we want to do, all right? So as much as it pains you to listen to them tell that they come from a different religious background or whatever, we are trying to get to our story and ultimately to God's story, okay? Let them tell you, I go to whatever it's called, Islam church or whatever, and then you say, well, that's good. Let me, do you have a moment where I can tell you my story, all right? I don't know that I would tell them that's good, but do you mind if I share my story with you? You see what I mean? There's too many, we can't be confrontational. Brother Malcolm, I listened to Brother Malcolm. He was teaching this and talking about it. And one of the things Brother Malcolm said was he was in a barbershop, and he said he'd been working on these different guys about, with his story and everything else. And so he was talking to everybody, and he was, hey, man, can I share my story? And they were letting him give him, yeah, we'd like to hear your story. And he got to one guy that was in the barbershop, and the guy said, I ain't one of them. He said, you people don't even go to church on the right day. And Brother Malcolm was like, dude, I will fight you right now. I mean, get your Bible out, and I'll show you. You know what I mean? That's the preacher in us, all right? And this is what he was saying. That's the preacher in us, is that, bless God, we're going to fix this, right? But he said, what kind of witness would I have been to everybody else in that shop had I destroyed that man's beliefs in front of everybody else? And so Brother Malcolm just moved to his story. And so that's all right. Listen, learn, look at me. Learn to walk away. Learn to walk away, all right? You ain't got, I know the world, I know we want to fight, and we want to get to the bottom of it, but learn to walk away. Why? Because salvation is a process. We're just planting a seed, we're just watering, God's giving the increase. And if we don't have the opportunity to see them saved, we got to leave the door open that somebody else may. So we all gotta work on that. And that was a great question. That was a really great question, all right? Don't get into a debate. That's not what we're doing this for. All right? Any other questions?
So once you get to on the share part, and you get to the R, and to the religious part, and you're talking with them about their religion, what if you can actually tell that they are not wanting you to share anything about you at the time, because you're sitting there listening to them?
Well,
do you just leave it open and wait for another opportunity to share your story?
I'm not asking. When we get to this religious, we're just trying to get their mind
right
off of the secular things. We're not necessarily trying to get their testimony.
Right.
So when we talk about this religion, what was the two questions that we were going to ask? Do you get to go to church anywhere? All right. That's a pretty simple question. Yes, I go to such and such, Baptist church. And you get to go often? Well, I work most of the time, but when I can, I go. And that's it. I'm not trying to get their story, all right? Because remember, I'm going to share mine, and then I'm going to ask them, do you have a story
like that?
Do you see what I mean? So I'm not trying to get their story out of them on religion. Maybe we got confused on that, okay? All we're doing is shifting from the secular life to eternal life, and we're doing it through that R of religion. Do you get a chance to go to church anywhere? You see what I mean? And all we're trying to do is open up a door to where we can say, hey, do you mind if I share 60 seconds of my story with you? For sure, 60 seconds, you give your testimony and say, do you have a story like that? Whether they go to church, whether they don't, they're going to say, no, I ain't got no story like that. Or, yes, I got a story like that. So, and if they say, yes, I got a story like that, we want to hear that story. If they say, no, I don't have a story like that, what do you think we're going to say? Would you like to have a story like that? Yes, I would. I'd like to tell you another story. It's God's story. God created us to be with Him. Our sins separated us from God. Our sins can never be paid by our good deeds. So Christ paid for our sins with His death and resurrection. Everybody with me? Everyone who trusts Jesus Christ can have eternal life. And that life starts now. And you'll learn that with each one of those, you have the verses that we've already learned in our classes here on how to lead somebody to the Lord. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:28. All those correlate with them verses. And 1 John 5. 13. Everybody with me? Amen. Y'all excited? Amen. You think you can do it? All right. We're going to practice some more, all right? I'm glad you come, all right? Hey, listen here. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, listen to me. There's two places. Only two. Jesus spoke of both, heaven and hell. Tonight, before you leave, you can know where you spend eternity. Now let me tell you how you can do that. After this service, when I pray, we're going to go eat some food, some cake and ice cream. You come find me. Say, Brother Robbie, I'd like to know where I'd spend eternity. And I will show you myself from the Bible how you can be saved. All right? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to church tonight. Lord, I thank you for these seniors. Lord, as we go over and celebrate their accomplishments, Lord, may we honor them tonight. Lord, I pray for Emmy. I pray for Emma Grace. I pray for Haley. God, I pray that you would, Lord, keep your hands upon them. Lord, as they go to this next step in life, as they move on in their journey into adulthood, God, I pray, Lord, that you would guide them. Lord, I pray that you would protect them, watch over them. God, I pray that you would put individuals in their life, Lord, that will help them, Lord, not only in their journey, but God, help them in their spiritual walk with you. God, I pray that they would grow not only in knowledge on a secular level, but God, I pray that they would grow in the knowledge of you. And Lord, I pray that their relationship with you would grow closer during this time. Lord, I pray that they would see the emphasis, or they would emphasize, Lord, a relationship with you. And Lord, as these new relationships come at them from college and different things, Lord, I pray that the most important relationship that they work on is the relationship that they have with you. Lord, we love them and we are thankful, Lord, that we got to be a little bit of part of their lives. Lord, I pray that you continue to use them for your honor and glory. And Lord, we'll be sure to thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.